it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's Donuts. Mm-mm.
Yeah. What if I told you about a dream I had? And it didn't make any sense. Yeah. What if I told you there were sheep, but there wasn't any fence? What if I told you something that made you mystified? All right. Well, let's go. Oh, there's a symbol on the door. I don't know what it's for. Let's all dream a dream. Let's all dream a dream. Let's all go play in a place we've never been. Let's all dream a mystifying dream. There's a totem on a tree. What does it all mean? Let's all dream. Let's all dream. Let's all dream. Play in a place we've never been. Let's all dream. A mystified dream. Let me tell you another thing. A dream. Yeah. But first I want you to forget anything. Any preconceptions. There's a ring on the third finger on the hand. And in the stars there is a mighty pentagram. Well, I've walked these streets 1,000 times before. Never seen the face behind the eyes behind the door. Let's all dream. Let's all dream. Let's all play in a mystified place we've never been. I said let's all dream. Together, you and me. Let's dream a mystified dream. I hid in my house, number 11. Called my friend with the same number. She was with my friend, number 3. I'd say they were against me. My ride came, it was number 5. I begged him to take me alive. Number 8 had also tagged along. She loved 6, but things had turned out wrong. Number 5 took me to the door. 11 and 3 were now 10 and 4. Let's all dream. Let's all dream. Let's all dream. Go to a place we've never been. Let's all dream. A mystifying dream. Let's all dream. Let's all dream. I begged them, I said, stop this sanity. I said, let's all dream. A mystifying, stupefying dream. Let's all dream. Let's all play in a place that we have never, ever been.
The Zombies with Hung Up on a Dream here on CITR 101.9 FM, Dunkin's Donuts, with you for the next hour. Hung Up on a Dream is from the classic Zombies album Odyssey and Oracle. And before that, we heard Let's All Dream by the Felt Letters. That's a new band by Ian Svenonius. Ian Svenonius of Makeup and Chain of the Gang, lots of other places, bands, Nation of the Ulysses. He put that out with a magazine that he's contributing to now called Journal of Popular Noise. And I've been hung up on a dream ever since I last saw Ian Svenonius play town, but thankfully he's coming back to town. He played last May, and he's going to be back in town March 5th with Chain and the Gang, so look out for that. On today's show, a bunch of stuff for bands that are coming into town, some new stuff, and a special guest. Special guest.
This is Bobby Tubular, who will be having a show from Fridays on the station from 1 until 2 o'clock PM, and thanks, Duncan, for letting me sit in.
No problem. Very glad that you're here.
I just want to make sure that, you know, I got all the bells and whistles so I don't burn the place down on my first go around.
It's good. There's no training wheels on radio. It's kind of scary. Yeah. But what can people expect? Do you have a show title, first of all?
It'll be called The Barn Burner.
The Barn Burner.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it'll be, it's basically themed towards the grittier and greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues and country.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, harder stuff than today. So I hope you can bear with
Don't
me as I play my
it,
wimpy synth pop.
Oh man, this, you know, the interior Yan is great. You know, you need a little bit of balance, right?
I need
to settle the nerves before I, you know, crank the amps to 11 tomorrow. So
awesome. So make sure to tune in tomorrow from 1 till 2 for some awesome garage and country hits.
Exactly.
Do you know the band Yacht from Portland? Have you heard of them?
Yacht. I think it's one of those bands that I've heard of, but I haven't heard anything by.
Right. Yeah. Well, today's your lucky day.
Oh, fantastic.
We're going to hear a track from their new album, Sea Mystery Lights. The song, I'm in Love with a Ripper. It sounds like it's a reference to being in love with a stripper.
Yeah.
But Yacht are going to be in town on the same night, I believe, as the Chain and the Gang show. No, February 19th.
Right.
They're in town February 19th, so in about a month. And they're going to be playing with Fine Mist and with a band called Bobby Birdman. So let's give a listen to Yacht right now. This is I'm in Love with a Ripper.
Fucking earthquake in our world. LGBTQICTR clothing. A large variety of men's and women's clothing. CITR clothing. Many styles and colors and colors and colors and colors and colors and colors. Pick it up. Get it. Room 233, Student Union Building, UBC. CITR.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
That was Bullion from his single, Say Goodbye to What? And that was the name of the song, Say Goodbye to What? Featuring Canada's Buffy St. Marie, who's going to be in town for the Olympics.
Oh, wow.
One of the only good things about the Olympics
yeah.
is that Buffy St. Marie will be here.
Totally.
Which is awesome. Before that, we heard the band Run DMT from Baltimore. They have an album out called Bong Voyage.
I liked it. It was very murky.
Yeah. And that song was called Disaster Babe. Great stuff.
Big time.
And at the top, we heard Yacht from Portland with Sea Mystery Lights, and they're going to be in town February 19th. And it's looking more and more like there may be an interview with Yacht on Dunkin' Donuts before the show. So we're working that out right now with their management people. But
did you say Portland is where Yacht's from?
Yeah, they're from Portland originally. He used to be in a band called The Blow. I don't know if
I remember. Yeah, The Blow.
Yeah, and then
that was kind of a guy girl duo, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was sort of her thing, and then he joined on, and they became like it sounded more and more like Yacht, and then they split up, and now he just has his own thing.
Right. Cool.
But it's pretty cool. They signed to DFA Records and seem to be doing really well. They're constantly traveling. There's some really cool videos on his website of their recent tour of China. So.
Oh wow! They tour China too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like a full-on mainland tour is.
I don't know how much of China there was at least 5 stops though. So
that's impressive. It always impresses me when a band actually has that type of motivation.
It can't be easy to pull that off.
The logistics.
Yeah, exactly. So very good for Yacht. We're gonna hear Makeout Videotape up next. Have you heard Makeout Videotape at all?
No, not at all.
They recently signed to Unfamiliar Records in town, and they're gonna be playing this Saturday. This Saturday. Oh my god, I should have figured this out ahead of time. They're playing this weekend. I'll tell you more about it when we do concert listings at the half hour. But this is a song called Talk With Me Baby, and it was from a compilation that I put out with Becky from This Side of Monday for the Fun Drive. So it's
exclusive.
He hasn't released it anywhere else. Very exciting. So let's listen to some Make Out Videotape. Here we go.
It's right. innocently curious. Can you think that it's just spreading through your town, killing the respectable and the snowy white? Why don't you come down here and visit us? Here in Shanghai. We'll be right back.
Okay. That was the band Crocodiles from their album Summer of Hate. The song was called I Want to Kill, and that's on Fat Possum Records. Great suggestion, Bob.
Thank you very much
for it. We have a couple of more guests in the studio. Gavin.
Hey, what's
Evan?
Up?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I'm Evan.
You guys are on a tour right now of the station?
Yeah.
What do you think so far?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. So what drew you into CITR? What are you? What's the hook?
I've been listening since I was knee high.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Cool.
Yeah, I just like listening to records.
Yeah, yeah. And are you guys hoping to get your own show or just help out behind
the
scenes and stuff like that? Cool. And what kind of music do you guys like? Any all
funk,
all sorts?
Soul, blues, hip hop.
Nice.
Everything.
Nice. Are you going to any shows anytime soon? Putting you on the spot here, third degree,
well,
grilling you.
Rape One's got a new show coming up, and
he's playing here.
Yeah, it's coming February 4th. And
whoa, is that really going to happen?
And Inner Circle. Well, the last few times he's come through.
Has he? Okay, yeah. Okay, cool, awesome. Where's he playing?
I think he's playing the Commodore.
Nice.
Well, I think that's what
it's said. Nice. Yeah, where Cuban Links part two. That was a highlight of 2009 for you.
It was anticipated. Yeah, it was pretty good. It's pretty good.
I like it a lot. So.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, cool. How about you? Any shows coming up anytime soon?
No.
No? That's cool. You're studying? Sticking? Yeah.
Studying.
Keeping quiet?
Going to that show.
Cool. Okay. Well, there are lots of shows coming up, and I'll do concert listings now. So, tomorrow night, Boogie Monster is playing at Good Burger. That's at 455 Abbott Street. Also tomorrow night, Needles and Pins are playing with Newtown and X-Friends. That's at the El Dorado. Phoenix is playing with You Say Party, We Say Die at the Orpheum. Frog Eyes are playing with Apollo Ghost and Tirana Horse at the Biltmore. On Saturday, Julie Dwaran is playing with Bower Birds at the Biltmore. That's the early show. The late show is Attack in Black. Gross Lords are playing with Flash Palace, Stefana Fertilla, and Nihilist Parties at Goody. Hermetic are playing with Catamaran and Rudolph at the El Dorado. Shearing Pinks are playing with New Sensei Makeout Videotape, who we just heard, and The Last Slice of Butter at Roy G. Biv. And Miley and Sheets are playing with Moby Dick's, Beelines, Manic Attracts, Time Cops, and Rollmock at the Zoo Shop. Later on into February, Fanshawe has a record release party. You guys want to go. All right. Well, thanks for saying hi. Sorry to... Have a good rest of your tour. Collapsing Opposites are having their CD release party on January 29th with Apollo Ghost, Half Chinese, and Sean Mrazek Lives. On the 4th, Fanshawe is releasing her CD. That's going to be at the Railway Club. Also just found out that Fanshawe is going to be filming a video for one of her songs pretty soon, too. So that's exciting.
Wow.
Fanshawe. Are you familiar with Fanshawe?
No.
Great local singer. She has a band. They're great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
We'll talk about it later.
Educate me, teacher.
Also on the 4th, Prophecy of Sun is playing with Francis Mantis, Katie Gogo, and Twin River at Little Mountain. Yacht is going to be in town on the 19th. They're playing with Bobby Birdman and Fine Mist at the Biltmore. Chain and the Gang, March 5th, with the Strange Boys and Cosmetics at the Media Club. That same night, unfortunately, Van Death is playing with Little Boots at Venue. And a couple more things announced. Spoon, April 11th at the Orpheum. You got tickets to that already?
I did already get tickets to that one.
Done. And it's arranged seating, so you want to get tickets early for that.
Big
it's not
time.
Just, yeah.
Huge.
And Beach House are going to be in town that night as well at the Rickshaw. Bummer that it's the same night.
My friend Elliot was telling me about that too.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sometimes Vancouver.
I know.
Sometimes they just do not know how
short
to schedule
shrift.
The bands
really.
Properly. Actually, I was going to say too, Duncan, I've never. This will be my first Orpheum experience. I've done the Vogue.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
I've never actually been to the
It's
Orpheum.
A beautiful room. It's sort of a weird weird place to see Spoon because it's like I saw Wilco there, I guess. So it's good for rock
can
shows.
Can you dance?
Not really.
You can shuffle in your seat a little bit?
Yeah, there's some shuffling, but it'll be fun, but it's like pretty fancy. It's where the the orchestra plays and stuff like that. So
that was like, kind of like how the Vogue, I mean, against Seed and stuff like that, but they always open up the front area. Like I saw the Hold Steady there and who else did I see there? Joel Plaskett put on a good show there too.
And it's a little rough around the edges, so you don't feel bad if you like stand on stuff or, you know, spill your beer or something like that. Whereas at the Orpheum, you worry like your grandma's going to come out and yell at you or something.
Exactly. The matron is going to come down the aisle and yank you by the ear.
It's awkward. All right. And that does it for concert listings. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Let's listen to some Tirana Horse. So they're playing tomorrow night at the Biltmore, and then we're going to hear some Boogie Monster, who are also playing tomorrow night. So this is Sunny Religion, a demo song by Tirana Horse. They've added a female singer to their lineup, and, you know, respect to the former lineup, or they're like, but I think with Prophecy, who's now singing with them, it's even better. Like, yeah. they've taken it to the next level.
It is a crowning jewel in an already.
They've got, it's wild what they're accomplishing now. So make sure if you're going to the Frog Eyes show at the Biltmore tomorrow, get there early because you will not want to miss Tirana Horse. Okay, here we go. Here is Tirana Horse with Sunny Religion.
I got these angels on my shoulders and these devils on my shoulders.
Oh my God.
That was Boogie Monster, indeed, featuring Tony Dallas on drums. He is going to be the touring drummer for Fandeth when they're on their European tour opening for Vampire Weekend. And I was telling Bob before, I don't think we're ever going to see him again.
That drummer makes my feelings shake. It's unbelievable.
I think he is going to he's going to be discovered, and they're going to steal him away from Vancouver.
He's going to be the new Josh Freese, where he just plays for everybody. People just loan him out.
You know? Oh my God. So that is also from the CITR Pop Alliance CD that was given out as part of the fun drive. Before that, we heard Tyrannohorse from their, it's a demo, Sunny Religion. Make sure to check them out at the Biltmore tomorrow night. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin's Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, a soul spectacular with resident DJs David Love Jones and John Cougar. Friday, it's Frog Eyes with Paulo Ghost and Tyrannohorse. Saturday, the early show is Julie Dwarn and the Bowerbirds, and the late show is Glory Days featuring Attack in Black. Monday, Weathered Pines play with Dylan Thomas and Lovers Love Haters. And on Wednesday, the Zolas with We Are the City and Hendry and the Nightcrawlers. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. All right, we've only got about 12 minutes left, so we're going to zip through a few more songs. Quasi,
yeah, featuring the former member of Sleater Kenny.
Yeah, the drummer, Janet Weiss.
Janet Weiss, right, yep.
And Sam, her ex-husband, is the lead singer.
Exactly. And kind of came into prominence when everybody else was doing the duo thing, too, mm-hmm. but like I just had like a different sound.
Yeah. No, so, they're from Portland as well. So their new album is called American Gong. Nice.
Gong.
And the song is called Repulsion. Let's go.
I'm heading for a new looking way. You don't Something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the street.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
This is a call out to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a HAL 9000 computer.
The Matrix is everywhere.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Awesome. That was the Liars from their forthcoming album Sister World, and that was the song Scissor. Good stuff. They've still got it. Liars, still got it. They're going to be in town at the end of April, so look out for that. That's going to do it here for CITR for this, or for for CITR. Closing the station. Yeah, exactly. Screw you, Marielle.
That was kind of shocking.
That's going to do it for Dunkin' Donuts for this week. Tune in. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at CITR.ca, or if you want to see what I played, go to dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Marielle is here. She's got a killer show lined up.
Oh, I do.
Oh, it's going to be killer. So make sure to stay tuned. Mariev is going to be on later on with The French Connection, and Robin with Inkstuds. Wonderful afternoon for you here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to close things out with a band from Montreal. They're called Silly Kissers, and we're going to hear their song Halloween Summer. Thanks so much for coming in, Bob.
Oh, Duncan, thank you very much for taking me under your wing.
No problem.
Your albatross-like wings, man.
And good luck with the inaugural show tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Let me know if you want me to come and smash a champagne bottle against the mixing board or something to maybe that's a bad idea but
sure.
Something to commemorate it.
We'll have a pinata. It'll be in the shape of Luke meat.
if James could come true. Okay, here it is. Here are Silly Kissers, and have a great week.
Yeah.